We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Today on the red clay of Roland Garros, the French Open crowned a new women's champion.
And Svetlana Kuznetsova is the French Open champion 2009.
Svetlana Kuznetsova recorded a straight-set victory over the number one female player in the world, Dinara Safina. Douglas Robson writes about tennis for USA Today, and he joins me from Paris. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So, Kuznetsova, she won the US Open back in 2004, and this makes it her second major tournament win, and she didn't win it with great big serves. She just won with good old-fashioned conditioning and cool.
Correct. As has often been the case in these women's finals, came down to nerves, and Svetlana was the one with the sang-froid, the cool blood, and Safina was shaky, her drives lacked pace, and her serve was woeful. She hit seven double faults, including one on match point.
It was kind of woeful to see, too. I mean, a lot's been written about Dinara Safina's temper. It seems like it betrayed her a little bit again today.
Yeah, you know, she's a demonstrative player, not unlike her more famous older brother, Marat Safin, who also reached number one. But today it really was a case not of her getting angry. It just, I think the occasion got the best of her. And I spoke to Safina's coach after the match, and he told me that 2 days before the final, Safina was completely losing it. She couldn't sleep. She was putting all sorts of pressure on herself because she rose to number one without winning a Grand Slam title, and that's raised a lot of eyebrows in the sport. She really wanted to validate her number one ranking, and unfortunately she's going to have to try to do that at Wimbledon in a couple of weeks.
Now, tomorrow the men take to center court there, Roger Federer versus Robin Soderling. Let's talk about the favorite, Roger Federer. This would be an historic win for him if he prevails tomorrow.
It sure would. If he wins Roland Garros, not only will he become the sixth player with a career Grand Slam, meaning that they've won all four of the Grand Slam tournaments, the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. But he'll also tie Pete Sampras's all-time mark for Grand Slam titles at 14. And what a story this has been. I mean, last year really looked like the benevolent reign of Federer was looking in decline. You know, he lost badly to Nadal, his arch rival in the French Open. He then lost his Wimbledon title to Nadal. Then in Australia this year, he lost in five sets to Nadal, broke down in tears. But if he goes on and wins tomorrow, then you sort of look back and say, well, Federer's won the U.S. Open. He was one bad fifth set away from winning Australia, and he wins the French Open. It's really an amazing turn of events.
And his opponent, Robin Soderling, I think you've got to be a bit of a tennis expert to know who this guy is, but he's had an amazing run at the French Open. He beat Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, I mean, that was an earth-turning victory. I mean, Rafa Nadal had been undefeated at Roland Garros. You know, the players were walking around stunned. I mean, no one expected Rafa Nadal to lose. And Soderling was the guy who did it. The guy's never won a clay court title. He's never been past the third round in 21 previous Grand Slam tournaments. And you've got to sort of look at that and say, you know, where the hell did this come from?
Well, thanks very much. Douglas Robson covers tennis for USA Today. The French Open continues tomorrow morning, and it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much.